Chapter 3. Preparation and Execution. Preparation. During preparation, planners take every opportunity to refine the deception plan based on updated intelligence and friendly information. Deception plans are not static and are continually adjusted. As assumptions prove valid or invalid, staffs confirm enemy perceptions, or the status of friendly units change, the MDO adjusts the deception for the commander or recommends aborting it if the deception can no longer significantly influence the situation and achieve the deception goal. As part of the plan, OPSEC activities also continue during preparation for the deception. OPSEC is a dynamic effort that anticipates and reacts to enemy collection efforts. MDOs coordinate the deception plan with every other aspect of the O plan. This coordination still occurs with those only who have a need to know. The complexity of deception, its secrecy, and its many witting and unwitting links within the staff and across operational forces requires careful coordination of the deception plan with overall planning. Coordination also occurs with specific staff entities. Close coordination with operations and intelligence planners is driven by the essential nature of their contribution to the deception planning process, but most other elements of the staff have a less direct relationship. During deception planning, OPSEC is a necessary condition and a critical planning requirement. The planning process itself must be secure, with no inadvertent disclosures due to carelessness in staff work or coordination. At the same time, planning must ensure that security is built into and maintained throughout the deception operation. This security reduces the risk of compromise and protects activities and units involved in the deception, particularly unwitting participants. Execution. The deception plan forms the basis for execution, but execution may occur in conditions more dynamic than anticipated. Consequently, the deception plan is subject to continual reassessment and refinement. By its nature, little flexibility exists in the concept of operations for deception. Successful monitoring involves knowing precisely when to take the next step in conveying the deception story. MDOs often identify specific operational feedback events identified in the plan to provide these cues. IO officers are critical in assessing and deciding the timing, frequency, and means through which an observable is transmitted to achieve the desired cognitive effect on the deception target. Deception execution. Deception execution includes the following activities. Adjust the deception plan as necessary for changed conditions. Sustain deception synchronization with an approved COA and OPSEC plan. Sustain internal deception synchronization between the planning team and commander. Sustain intelligence collection during deception execution. Monitor, assess, and mitigate risk. Keep the commander informed. Maintain strict security and access controls throughout. Adjust the deception plan as necessary for changed conditions. The cycle begins with a review of the plan. In this step, the MDO analyzes the situation and operational environment and reviews anticipated conditions and planning assumptions against which the plan was developed. Existing RFIs are reemphasized, and new RFIs are developed to address shortfalls and necessary intelligence. During this step, the MDO reviews and identifies any changes to the enemy situation. Changes can include adjustments to the enemy decision-making process or key military decision-makers, changes in enemy force structure, capabilities, disposition, and intelligence collection efforts, conduits or information pathways, to best facilitate the effective delivery of the deception story, changes in third-party intelligence support, potential new sources of open-source intelligence based on rapidly evolving social media or other networks. The MDO also reviews and identifies changes to the friendly plan. Changes can include revised strategic or commander's guidance, changes to allocated forces, changes to relationships with multinational partners, changes to basing or adjustments to operational phasing or timing. The MDO coordinates with the G3 on initial deception and operations execution timing to ensure a synchronous supporting relationship exists that will aid the deception, the operation, or both. Once the MDO has updated knowledge of the enemy and friendly situations, all key elements of the plan, from the deception goal and objectives through the final deception event schedule, are validated or adjusted as required. While this is the first step in deception execution, this process of analysis and adjustment continues as conditions evolve and change over the course of mission execution. sustained deception synchronization with the OPSEC plan. The MDO continuously coordinates vertically and horizontally with commanders and staffs to synchronize real-world operations and deception operations. This coordination helps portray a credible, believable, and realistic deception. Changes to any operational aspect, such as presence, capability, strength, intent, readiness, future location, timing, or method of planned friendly operations, require accountability in the scheduled execution of deception activities. Such accountability requires the MDO to maintain situational awareness, participate in meetings that address targeting and assessments, and provide routine updates and operational analysis to the commander. The MDO works with the OPSEC planner to monitor critical information and indicators throughout the operations, as well as recommend changes to the deception in support of OPSEC plans. MDOs have a special responsibility to keep deception and OPSEC closely synchronized. Both deception and OPSEC work closely together in the holistic portrayal of friendly activities. Deception activities often receive support from focused OPSEC measures and countermeasures that protect their existence. This support includes close cooperation in the targeting or exploitation of enemy conduits so they are either neutralized or available as required to create the desired OPSEC and deception effects. Sustain internal deception synchronization between the planning team and commander. Deception executions, while planned in detail, do not remain static activities on an access-controlled deception event schedule or operational-level sync matrix. The MDO maintains constant communication with internal components, capability owners, and other resource providers tasked to execute or support each event so the portrayal of the deception story proceeds as planned. This includes operational-level tasks, such as synchronizing different deception lines of effort and balancing or shifting lines of effort as appropriate to sustain the desired story progression. Based on feedback, the MDO may adjust, repeat, postpone, or cancel some planned executions or event series. Sustain intelligence collection during deception execution. Working with the G2 Collection Manager enables internal synchronization of the deception plan. This helps ensure information collection assets are in position to collect MOPs and monitor MOs and indicators as outlined in the plan. This synchronization also informs the commander on its status, current levels of success, and revised risk. During combat operations in particular, the MDO actively monitors intelligence collection. Monitor and assess for compromise and counter-deception. Using the target feedback provided by MOS collection, in conjunction with the assessment process, the MDO determines the current progression and success of the deception plan. Specially trained intelligence analysts, supported by MDOs, remain alert for indicators of compromised components of a deception story. Compromise includes the identification of any possible enemy counter-deception efforts. Deception compromise, when detected, may lead to one or more termination or exploitation scenarios. Keep the commander informed. The status of the deception operation is part of the commander's routine battlefield update and assessment processes. As the principal authority for the execution of the plan, the commander has responsibility for any decision to alter, terminate, or change the deception or primary COA to exploit changing conditions. Deception also factors largely in the overall computation of operational risk. Increased risk might generate a requirement for adjustment to the plan in other areas. Maintain strict security and access controls throughout. Effective forces practice tight security throughout execution to protect the deception plan and its execution. While commanders make many decisions in the planning process on a need-to-know basis, situations can arise that require external expertise or input, such as legal and policy interpretations. The commander decides who has a need-to-know and applies appropriate controls to limit the compromise of any deception. To decide, the commander, informed by the MDO, balances mission against prudent risk to determine security limits and parameters. In the intense and fluid activity of managing complex military operations, it becomes even more critical for all involved personnel to apply appropriate classification, handling, and access controls on a daily basis. Staff should immediately report any OPSEC or other security violations of the deception plan at any level, strategic, operational, or tactical, to the MDO and OPSEC planner. They will evaluate the violation for potential impact. Managing the execution of the deception plan. Once the commander orders the execution of the deception, staffs begin implementing the plan in a dynamic environment. The implementing order can require immediate execution, or it may provide an effective start date in coordination with other operations or events. The MDO is the controlling planner for its execution. Continuity of key personnel as the deception moves from a plan to an actual operation ensures that the people executing the deception understand all its conceptual nuances, the inherent risks, and the underlying intentions and techniques behind each planned deception event. The controlling planner oversees the implementation of the specific deception events in accordance with the deception event schedule and continuously monitors the deception operation as part of the developing situation, evaluating the deception at each stage. The planner responds to developments with recommendations as to how the operation should proceed. As a result of the recommendations on the actual situation, the commander can add, delete, or modify scheduled deception events. Because of the extreme sensitivity of deception plans, if the plan requires more than minor adjustments, the original approving authority must approve the revised plan before execution begins. Changes that impact the deception goal, the deception objective, or the commander's guidance should not be considered as minor. Before initiating the plan, planners refer any requirements for plan changes that affect earlier assessments of the probability of deception success or alter the degree of risk initially associated with the operation to the commander. However, planners can consider minor changes that involve the timing or sequence of individual deception events based on actual operational conditions, so long as they do not significantly alter the basic operational flow of the deception. Once planners review and validate the deception event schedule and supporting worksheets, the controlling planner synchronizes the implementation of the plan. During implementation, participating units and resources normally receive tasks through traditional command operational and intelligence tasking channels. Occasionally, the controlling planner may directly engage participants outside the normal tasking channels when special communications channels are required to protect sensitive means and sources that reside outside normal command channels. The controlling planner monitors feedback indicators at each stage and regulates the scheduling and intensity of deception operations. At times, the controlling planner may need to delay or accelerate planned deception events or, if the situation requires, add measures to achieve desired enemy perceptions in the time indicated by the commander's overall plan. The controlling planner informs the commander and the chief of operations of the status of all synchronization requirements associated with the execution of the deception. An inability to execute the deception with timing needs of other operations may prompt termination of a deception operation. Monitoring the deception operation. As with most plans, the quality of a deception plan directly relates to the validity of assumptions concerning the situation at the start of the operation. Validating such assumptions with current information is essential to any monitoring activity. Before starting the operation, staffs continually monitor the general situation and submit RFIs to confirm or deny assumptions concerning the conditions under which forces initiate the deception operation. Such pre-operational monitoring may prompt the start time for execution. Four types of monitoring activities occurs for a deception operation. Monitoring the developing situation to ensure that the deception concept continues to correspond to actual conditions is the first activity. A second type of monitoring involves observing the effects of the deception operation at each stage of execution. This monitoring consists of obtaining the necessary feedback to trace the progress of the deception in line with the deception event and execution schedule. The third type of monitoring provides the means for assessing the need to terminate the deception operation for reasons other than mission accomplishment. The fourth type of monitoring activity detects and traces unintended consequences of the deception operation. Such consequences can be positive or negative and may involve either the deception itself or other operations. MDOs may use data on unintentional effects to adjust the deception or take advantage of new opportunities. To achieve the level of synchronized activity that the deception operation demands, the controlling planner monitors the general military situation together with the systematic execution of the deception. The controlling planner also understands and evaluates the status of the deception operation in the full context of the overall operation, as well as how deception activities are proceeding. At the same time, MDOs keep higher command echelons that direct and coordinate theater-wide and strategic deception operations informed regarding the execution of the command's deception. Controlling the deception operation. Although monitoring requirements are extensive, control remains the central issue of execution. Control involves making decisions to conduct each activity as specified by the plan, or to change the plan to align it to changes in the situation or the target's responses. Terminating the deception is the final control action in the execution of the operation. Control consists of the series of implementing decisions and actions undertaken during the course of a deception operation. MDOs project many of these activities during the planning stage as a part of the natural progression of events envisioned in the deception event and execution schedule. Other decisions are dictated by the course of events revealed during monitoring. Centralized control over deception activities is imperative to ensure synchronous operations and the integration of deception in a manner that does not conflict with other operations. This principle requires close coordination among deception support elements operating at various levels of command. Authority to implement changes to various aspects of the deception operation must be specified in the deception plan. Throughout the execution of the deception plan, the controlling planner remains prepared to support the commander with sound recommendations when operations reach decision points. If the deception plan has a progression of specific phases, with each new phase contingent on the success of the preceding phase, and the commander's approval is required for the execution of each phase, then the commander will need to know the specific status of the deception operation at each approval phase. If it becomes apparent that the deception story is not being successfully transmitted, the deception story is not eliciting the desired action from the target, or the deception is not synced with larger operational requirements, then the controlling planner may recommend to the commander to adjust the operation to fit alternative opportunities or to terminate it. If the assessed operational risk increases during the execution, the controlling planner addresses this change with the commander and provides a recommendation as to how the operation should proceed. Terminating military deception operations. The termination of a deception is concerned with ending the deception in a way that protects both the short and long-term interests of the command. Planners rarely know in advance the exact circumstances that will require termination of a deception plan. Consequently, termination preparations are a continuous process that span the planning and execution of the deception. When the commander decides to terminate, the termination concept that planners developed and refined during previous phases becomes the basis for a deliberate series of termination actions. These actions are designed to advantageously end the operation while protecting employed means and techniques. The actions involved in termination include the organized cessation of deception activities, the protected withdrawal of deception means, after-action assessments and reports. All three actions of termination occur whether or not the operation achieves its objective and whether or not the deception plan remains concealed. In developing the deception plan, planners determine conditions and provisions for the termination of the operation. The termination concept outlines alternative reasons and methods for terminating the operation, such as indications that the deception objective will not be reached or operational situations indicating that the goal is no longer valid. Termination planning anticipates the commander's need to avoid the compromise of deception means and methods, and it anticipates the levels of risk acceptable to sources and means before recommending termination. When the commander orders termination, the selected termination concept becomes the basis for final termination actions. These actions conclude the operation in line with the deception events that have been executed, the assessed state of awareness of the target, and the commander's specific termination objectives at the time. Termination of a deception also encompasses evaluation and reporting. After-action assessment should be conducted by the MDO. This assessment provides the commander with an objective basis for determining the degree of mission success and for improving future deception plans. Because important information on various elements of the deception may continue to become available over a long time, a series of interim after-action reports may be required before making a final assessment. The after-action report provides a comprehensive overview of the deception as it was planned to work and actually conducted.